Silver!
A fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty "Hi-yo, Silver!" The Lone Ranger. Faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Let's go, big fellow! Come on, Silver!
Minute Bill Conway entered the cafe, he knew that something unusual was going on. A group of men had gathered in one corner. Bill noticed that most of those in the group were ranch owners.
There's Bill Conway. Let's see what he thinks.
Hey, Bill, you're just the man we want. Glad you happen to be in town.
What's going on?
Looks like we cattlemen have got to take action. Come on over and listen to what Jeff Dixon has to say.
Hi, Conway.
Howdy, boys.
Oh, howdy.
Bill, shake hands with Jeff Dixon. He's from the next county. Dixon, this here's Bill Conway. He's about the biggest rancher we got around here.
Glad to know you, Conway.
Dixon, eh? You a cattleman?
That's right. My brand is the J. Vardee.
Never heard of it.
It's not much of an outfit.
Bill, Dixon's been telling us a few things about the railroad.
What about the railroad?
We gotta stop it.
Stop it? How can you, loco? They just finished building the tracks. Railroad will be a fine thing for all of us.
Well, that's the talk those schemers have been spreading, Conway. But I've got the true facts.
Well, let's have the facts, Dixon.
Well, what's going to happen when thousands of people come out here on the railroad to take up land and start farms?
It'll mean the end of cattle raising.
How will it?
Well, how much cattle could you feed if it wasn't for the open range?
Yes.
Mighty little.
That's it.
And what'll happen to the range when all the nesters move in?
Well, I haven't heard anything about nesters moving in.
Well, you're hearing about it right now.
Dixon has it straight from the east, Bill.
Yeah. You bet I have. And it's downright unfair. We came out here by prairie schooner and ox team. We spent months on the trail fighting Indians, wild beasts, privation and hunger. And those of us who survived the trip cleared out the savage Indians, built homes and settled this part of the country. And now what's to happen?
What is?
A pack of lazy, good-for-nothing sod buses will ride out on the train, take up homesteads where our cattle feed.
You don't see them going through the hardship of a trip by wagon. No, siree. They'll ride on the train
and take what's ours.
How do you know all these people are coming, Dixon?
Why, they've got to come. How can the railroad make money if it don't carry passengers?
The railroad men will see to it that people move out here.
Doggone. I looked on the railroad as a good thing for all of us. I thought it would save us a lot of time and money shipping cattle by train.
Sure, sure. That's what we all thought.
But the land around here hasn't opened to homesteaders.
It's going to be.
Dixon has all the facts, Bill.
Land's going to be opened all up on the tracks.
It's curious. I didn't hear about it before this.
The railroad men are trying to keep it secret so there won't be no interference. I'll prove what I say. Do you see that man sitting all by himself in the other corner?
I see him.
Well, I happen to know who he is, why he's around this part of the country. If one of you gents will go and get him, I'll open your eyes.
I'll go get him.
Boys, if Dixon is right in what he says, I don't see as much we can do about it.
You can do the same as the cattlemen over in my county are doing. The same as the cattlemen beyond here will do after I call on them and tell them the true facts.
The stranger's coming here with you.
Good.
Looks like Joe had to nudge him with the business end of a six-gun.
Yeah. Step right over and join the party, mister.
I'm not used to being threatened. What's this mean?
We just want a couple of straight answers to some straight questions, that's all. Your name is Vinton, isn't it?
It is. And I'll have you know that I represent the federal government.
Mr. Vinton, all we want to know is, why are you here?
I don't know if it's any of your business.
Now, hold on, Vinton. There's no call to get riled. We're just curious, that's all.
I'm investigating rangeland. Does that answer your question?
Well, just why is a man from the federal government investigating the range?
It's to be opened for homesteading.
Well, there he comes.
You hear that, Conway?
I'd never believed it.
See here, Benton. If the open range is cut up, what about our cattle? What about them?
We need the range to feed our livestock.
Well, you'll have to fence the land you own and limit your cattle to what you can feed.
Fence our land?
Of course.
Well, of all it. See here, you can't do this to us. We won't stand for it.
You're doggone right we won't. How about you, Conway? You've got more cattle than all the rest of us put together.
No one better try to put my livestock off the range.
That's the talk. You cattlemen all have the same idea. You think that just because you got here first, you've got a right to everything. Well, you haven't. And the sooner you realize it, the better.
The
railroad's going to make it easy for people to move out here. And they've got to have room for their farm.
The railroad.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I'll go to my hotel room. Good evening, gentlemen.
Well, there you are. Well, Bill, guess we got it straight.
I never believed it.
Have I proved my point, Conway?
Yep. Yeah, Dixon, I guess you have.
We gotta do something.
Well, gents, I figure that if the railroad hears from influential cattlemen all along the line of track, might do some good. Now, the men over in my county are writing a letter. I suggest that you do the same.
Now, what kind of a letter?
Tell the railroad we don't want any of their trains coming out this way. Warn them that we'll take action if they run trains in spite of our warning.
Oh, that wouldn't help.
After spending all they did to lay the tracks, they won't pay no attention to a letter like that.
They'll pay attention if we derail a train.
You mean wreck it?
Yeah.
We
had to fight hard to get settled here. Let's fight to hold on to what we got.
Maybe he's right.
Sounds reasonable to me.
How about you, Conway?
Well, boys, I don't like to think of wrecking a train. But if it's got to be done to save the range, I'm for it. We'll have to stick together on it.
Well, stick.
Who do we write to?
Well, I've got the name of the head of the railroad. Fact is, I got a letter all written. You gents can sign it and send it east on the next stage.
Good. That's the ticket.
We'll show them. They run a train in spite of us, we'll smash it. By thunder, that'll let them know we mean business.
Dixon. Is the meeting broken up?
Yep. The cattlemen have all gone back to their ranches. I waited for them to leave before I came here to see you.
Well, sit down.
Thanks.
How'd everything go?
First rate. You're a better actor than I thought, Vinton. You blame near had me believing that you were a government man.
What about the letter? Conway sign it?
Conway, Hawkins, and all the others.
Good.
Now, no matter what happens to the train, the cattlemen will be blamed.
You sure there'll be something worthwhile on that train?
Yes, there'll be gold on it, Vinton. Gold coins, straight from the mint.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as the train is smashed up, we'll grab that cash. Then the government and the railroad can fight it out with the cattlemen.
Has the letter been mailed?
It goes out by stage first thing in the morning.
Hmm. I wonder.
You wonder what?
I hope the railroad doesn't take the letter too seriously.
Well, how do you mean?
It'd be a shame if the railroad people didn't send out the train.
You needn't lose sleep over that. By the time that letter reaches the east, the train will be smashed to kindling. And we'll be headed for other parts with gold enough to make us rich.
Good.
And now that I've reported to you, I'm going to my own room and turn in. I have to get out early in the morning.
Well, what do you got to do in the morning?
This will give you a laugh. The cattlemen asked me to meet them on a hill near the Conway Ranch. They want me to help them plant some blasting powder to bury the tracks in dirt.
You seem to know more about railroads than any of us, Dixon. You think the train will be stopped if we throw a lot of dirt on the tracks?
It'll be stopped, all right, Conway. You just do as I say and don't worry about it.
Seems like willful destruction.
Conway, you're not going to back down.
Well,
you got to back what you said in the letter.
Dixon is right.
You can't bluff those railroad men.
They ignore the warning, they'll have to take what comes. That's the way I see it.
We're planting an awful lot of powder. I'd hate to see anyone hurt.
Better too much than too little. We've got to throw enough dirt over the tracks to stop the train.
Looks to me as if we're planting enough to tear the tracks right out of the ground.
You won't get the powder buried by standing there jawing about it.
Let's get to work.
This is a tough job. The ground's mighty hard packed.
I should say so. Hey, you. What job?
Who are you talking to?
Engine over there. Hey, engine.
You call me?
Yeah. You want a job to earn yourself some cash money?
You work for railroad?
Not exactly, but we'll pay as high as the railroad.
Sure we will. Grab a pickaxe and bust up the ground alongside the track.
Well, why are you bury powder near track?
To stop the train. Now get to work.
Now, hold on, Dixon. You can't get an Indian to help by talking that way. This Indian's not the sort you can push around.
All right, then, Conway. See what you can do.
What's your name?
Me, Tonto.
Tonto, eh? I'm Bill Conway.
Me know.
You do? Well, I'll tell you the situation. We don't want a load of homesteaders coming out here to take over the range, you savvy?
Me savvy.
We wrote and said so. Now, if the railroad comes out in spite of our letter, we aim to stop it. And we need some help. You want a job?
No. No, me not want that kind of work.
Hey, hold on!
Come back here!
Well, of all the...
Well, Conway, you didn't get too far with him.
Let's get this digging done.
Yes,
Tonto raced across the valley, heading for a small camp in an arroyo. A tall, masked man rose to meet the Indian. Tonto told what he had learned. The Lone Ranger nodded.
Well, Tonto, it ties in with what I heard in town.
And what's that?
The cattleman sent a letter east on this morning stagecoach.
Oh.
I wonder if they know that a train is already on the way.
Me not know.
Where did Bill Conway get the idea that this county was to be open to homesteaders?
Me not know that.
I'm going to find out. Steady, boy.
The train come through plenty soon.
All right, then. You follow the tracks east to the top of Ball Mountain. When you see the train, signal me, steady fella.
Me signal the smoke?
Yes. Unless it's after dark. In that case, use fire.
That good.
Easy.
Get him up, scout.
Steady, big fella. Easy a minute.
Home silver.
Well, Conway, the last of the charges all set to fire.
Well, all right.
Light the fuses.
Just a minute, Dixon. Maybe we should signal the next train to stop and give the engineer a final warning.
Well, you can't stop a train like you would a stagecoach. It'll come through too fast for us to stop.
What's the matter, Bill? You getting cold feet?
Well, I don't like to wreck a train without warning.
We sent a warning. The company knows what'll happen if they send another train through here.
They might not get the warning in time.
Sure they will. There won't be a train through here for a week or so.
Well, I don't know as I like this plan.
Hey, look at that rider. He's coming fast.
What? Say, his mask. Who is it? Do you know, Conway?
No, I don't know.
Get your guns, boys. This might be a hole.
Hold on, boys.
You're covered, stranger. Don't try anything.
Conway, I want to talk to you.
Don't touch Hardway. Cover him, boys.
Go. You don't need your gun.
We'll decide on that when we know who you are.
You're covered, mister. Don't make any fast moves.
Get off that horse and unmask.
All right. I'll get off my horse. But we'll discuss the subject of unmasking.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Thank you. Now to continue our story. Jess Dixon came to town as a stranger, but managed to convince Bill Conway and the rest of the cattlemen that the railroad would do them more harm than good. He made them believe that their range was to be opened for homesteading, and that the railroad would bring nesters by the hundreds. Dixon helped the ranchers prepare a letter of warning, which was sent to the railroad officials. Then to carry out their threats, the cattlemen fixed charges of blasting powder to bury the tracks. It was then that the Lone Ranger appeared. Half a dozen guns held by the cattlemen were leveled at him as he dismounted.
Steady, Silver. Easy. I came here to speak to Bill Conway.
Take the mask off. Then you can talk.
I wonder if any of you men would shoot. I doubt it.
You doubt it, eh? Well, you hadn't better take a chance.
Wait a minute, Dixon. Now, look here, stranger. How does it happen that you know me?
You're a pretty important man, Conway. Was it your idea to wreck the train?
Well, no, but...
Now, let me go.
I'll show you.
Steady, Conway's my shield.
Hold your fire.
Don't shoot, you'll hit Conway.
I'll get a bullet past Conway to hit this...
Oh! Mass Dixon's gun.
There's your right, Dixon.
You'll pay for this.
Yeah.
I'll get free and I'll show you.
Rush him. Close in order.
Don't try it. Stand back, all of you. I'm taking Conway away from here so I can talk to him. I'll not guarantee his safety if anyone shoots at me.
Close it on him. Rush him. Don't just stand there.
You try it, Dixon.
Up you go, Conway.
Let me go.
Handles him like a sack of flour.
If anyone lifts a gun, you'll get the same as Dixon.
I'll get square with you. You wait.
Steady, big fella. Monsilver!
Why didn't you rush him?
Ranger halted on the rim of an arroyo in full view of the rest of the men. He lowered Bill Conway to the ground, then asked a number of questions. Conway told why the railroad was to be wrecked.
We fought to get this land. We aim to keep it.
But Conway, you're wrong. This land's not going to be open for homesteading.
I got it straight from the government man.
There's no government man around here.
I should know. I talked to him.
The man you talked to must have been an imposter. As for Dixon, I think he too is lying. I never heard of a ranch called the J. Bardy.
Neither did I, but there's lots of ranches I never heard of.
Then why did Dixon come here? Why didn't he stay in his own county and ask his own neighbors to help him wreck the train?
Well, gosh, I don't know.
Conway, you've been misled. If you fire that powder, the train will be wrecked. A lot of people will be killed.
But we warned the railroad people. If they want to take the risk...
Your warning couldn't reach the office in time to change the schedule?
Why not? There's no train for a week or so.
Who said so?
Well,
the train is on the way right now. Look at the top of Bald Mountain. See that smoke? That's a signal. The train's in the valley just beyond there.
It is?
Yes. And it'll gather speed on the downhill run and be in full speed over this flat country.
Dixon lied to me. He told me there'd be no train for a week or so.
You'd better go and tell your friend.
Look. Look over there.
Steady, Silver. Steady, boy.
Here go the other charges. Set off all the powder.
Why didn't they wait till you got back?
Dixon must have given the orders.
Dixon wants that train to be wrecked.
But why?
I don't know. Steady, boy. Got to tighten the cinch.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to try to stop that train.
Hold it. What? You freeze, both of you. You're covered.
Vinton.
Vinton, the man who had claimed to be a federal representative, stepped from the brush at the edge of the arroyo with a heavy gun held steady. He covered both the cattleman, whose eyes were wide with surprise, and the Lone Ranger. Vinton kept a couple of yards back. There was no chance to knock his gun aside. The Lone Ranger waited, calculating his chances, watching Vinton's eyes for a split second when the gunman might be off guard. But Vinton was sure of himself. His voice was filled with confidence.
You remember me, huh, Conway?
You were hitting at Arroyo.
Just in case Dixon needed help. Proved to be a first-rate place to eavesdrop on you and that masked man.
Is this the man who said he represented the government?
Yes.
You must be playing for big stakes, Vinton.
We are. We don't intend to let anyone get in our way.
You're not from the government at all.
Oh, getting smart, huh?
Well,
hold it. Won't take much to make me shoot.
You can't get away with this, Vinton.
We've already gotten away with it. Rails are buried under tons of dirt.
My friends will see.
Your friends already think you sold them out.
What?
Sure. Dixon and I had everything planned, just in case the Lone Ranger showed up.
The Lone Ranger?
We had word he was in this part of the country. By this time, Dixon's convinced every one of those other cattlemen that you've been won over by that masked man.
They'd be won over, too, if they knew how you and Dixon lied to us.
Yeah, but they don't know.
You plan carefully. didn't you, Vinton?
We did.
You've buried the checks, so the train will be wrecked. The blame will fall on the cattlemen. The proof will consist of their threatening letter.
Stand still. Stop trying to put space between you and Conway. Move over, Conway. Keep close to that masked man.
You'd better do as he says, Conway.
Pretty smart.
Vinton, I suppose you and Dixon plan to loot the train when it's wrecked.
We do. There won't be anything you can do about it.
Do you think the cattlemen will stand for that?
They won't be here. Dixon will get them back to their ranches. When they're gone so they won't hear a gunshot, I'll take care of you two.
Vinton, there's just one thing you overlooked in your carefully worked out scheme.
I doubt it. Now stand still. Don't make a fast move. I'm watching you.
Yes, you're watching me so closely, you've overlooked something else.
Too thin.
You overlooked my horse. His name is
Silver. Hey, at him.
No.
Come on, Bill. Steady, Silver. I'll take over.
Well, you.
No. That's your ticket.
Here's another.
No. That good as you.
One more.
That's taking the skunk.
That'll hold him. Here, Conway. Take this rope. Tie him up if he comes to.
Yes, right. By thunder, that horse charged him just right.
Steady, Silver. You still have Dixon to deal with.
Yes, I know.
Easy, big fella, and possibly your own friends.
Right.
I've got to try to stop that train. Easy, fella.
Go ahead. I'll handle things here. You get going. May heaven help you.
Here we are. City, big fella. Come on, Silver.
Racing toward the oncoming train that had already started down the side of Bald Mountain, the Lone Ranger came close to the small group of cattlemen who had remained with Dixon. He saw a look of surprise on Dixon's face. He saw Dixon swing his gun.
Come on, Silver!
The masked man cast a quick glance to the rear. He saw Bill Conway rushing to join the group. Then he once more faced east and shouted to the mighty stallion.
Come, Silver!
Silver maintained a steady ground-covering pace across the lush valley. The masked man leaned forward, muttering words of courage to his powerful mount. He knew that it might take time to stop that oncoming train. He wanted to get as far from the buried rails as possible before he met the iron horse.
Easy, big fella.
Presently, he saw a rider coming toward him. It was an Indian mounted on a paint horse.
It's Tonto. Oh, Silver. Oh, handcuffed. You hear it?
Yes, Tonto. The tracks are buried. That train must be stopped.
But how stop it?
I'm going to try to ride alongside and signal the engineer.
Need help.
You go on ahead. Bill Conway's on our side now. He may need help. Vinton has been captured, but Dixon has the rest of the ranchers with him.
Me savvy. Look, train plenty close.
Get going, Tonto.
Get him up, Scout.
Steady there. Steady, Silver.
The iron horse, breathing fire and steam, came close. The Lone Ranger turned and started in the same direction.
All right, Silver. Easy now.
He held Silver to a steady loping gait parallel to the track.
Steady.
The train bore down, gaining on the masked man with each passing second.
Easy.
Then the engine came abreast.
Come on, Silver!
Silver broke into a run to hold his place alongside the engine's cab. The masked man waved and shouted.
Stop the train!
The engineer waved back.
Stop the train! Danger ahead!
His voice was drowned in the thunder of hoofs, the rumbling of wheels, and the rushing of steam. He tried again.
There's danger ahead! Stop that train!
The man in the cab thought the hard-riding horseman wanted a race. He opened the throttle. The speed of the train increased.
Come on, Silver!
Silver knew what was expected. The gallant horse poured every ounce of his great strength into maintaining the killing pace. The masked man knew that it was useless to shout. He guided Silver closer to the engine.
Easy.
The pounding hoofs were right beside the rumbling wheels. The Lone Ranger leaned over. One hand touched the stair rail. His fingers gripped hard. He kicked his feet loose from the stirrup. Then he dropped the reins and grabbed the rail with his hands. He pulled himself back. For a moment, the Lone Ranger's boot dangled just above the huge wheels. Then he swung himself up into the cab.
I got a gun on you. This is a hold up. You're as good as
this. This is a hold up.
That man.
I tried to tell you to stop. There's danger ahead.
Stop so you can rob us.
No, if you keep on, you'll wreck this train. The tracks are buried.
We're carrying a lot of gold, mister. We was warned about an attempt to rob this train.
Take my guns if you want to. Just slow down.
I'll take your guns, all right.
You, fireman, look out the window. Watch the tracks. You'll see them buried under tons of dirt.
Hey, Jim, he's right.
Huh?
Up ahead, a lot of men stand waving. The tracks are buried.
Your pals, sir, waiting to attack us.
If my pals wanted to loot this train, I'd have let you go ahead and smash up.
Stop the train. Hurry it up.
Stand aside. Let me at that throttle.
It took time to stop that train. The engineer knew as he applied the brakes. that it was a question whether or not he'd be able to stop before the iron wheels came to the place where soft dirt and broken rock covered the rails. His face was grim, tense. He saw nothing but the ever-diminishing length of shining track. There were but scant yards left when the train came to a dead stop. It was then that the man at the throttle and the brake saw the cattleman coming toward him.
That was a close one.
You may know some of those men. There's Bill Conway.
I know him.
And Hawkins.
Hey, that's Jim. You had a close one.
How'd the tracks get buried, Conway?
It's a long story.
We got the crooks that aimed to wreck the train and steal all that's on board.
Well, that's the main thing.
You'd have been in trouble if you hadn't stopped.
We never would have stopped if that masked man hadn't done the humdingest piece of riding I ever saw. Hey, wait a minute, mister.
I want to get my horse.
But I want the passengers you saved to meet you. They owe their lives to you. Hold on, will you?
It's no use, Jim. He won't stick around to meet people he helped.
Well, he's sure an all-fired fine rider.
He's an all-fired fine man, Jim. He's a lone ranger.
Just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.